This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The results from the Iowa caucuses are trickling in after a technical meltdown that delayed the outcome for nearly a full day. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
With nearly two-thirds of the Iowa precincts tabulated and announced, the early results show former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the opening contest. Buttigieg is campaigning in New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Free means more than just living free from government interference. Sure, sometimes it means just that, like ensuring that the government stays out of the business of dictating to women what their reproductive health care choices ought to be.
And Sanders is there, too.
Today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price is apologizing for what he calls a coding error, but says that he's confident the results coming out now are correct. President Trump easily won the GOP contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In just a few moments, U.S. President Donald Trump will begin his annual State of the Union speech just a day ahead of a Senate vote on whether or not to convict him on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Mr. Trump is expected to be acquitted in that vote, and accordingly, his speech is expected to be optimistic. The theme of the speech, the Great American Comeback. The State of the Union address is an annual speech to both houses of Congress and televised live to the nation. It's expected to set out the president's policy objectives for the year. The State of the Union is almost always followed by a short response from the opposition party. Two female Democrats will give a response to Mr. Trump's speech: Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, in English, and Veronica Escobar, congresswoman from Texas, in Spanish. The Democrats are expected to discuss gun violence, health care, and immigration. We'll keep you updated on the president's remarks. You're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday the coronavirus outbreak is a global health emergency, but not yet a pandemic. As of Tuesday, there were more than 20,600 confirmed cases. The virus has claimed nearly 500 lives, most of those in China. AP's Rita Foley says the outbreak may have not just physical, but also economic consequences.
Experts say if industrial China is locked down for the next few weeks, and that's a real possibility, retailers, auto companies, and manufacturers in the West will start to run out of the goods they depend on. Not too worried? Well, most of Apple's iPhones and other devices are made in China, as are most TV display panels. The partial shutdown of Wuhan, the city at the center of the virus outbreak, has already hit production of those TV display panels and raised prices, says a research group. Rita Foley, Washington.
There's a new report out on cancer today, also by the World Health Organization. It says it's on the increase globally, but says preventative measures can save the lives of millions of cancer sufferers over the next decade. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the launch of the report, which coincides with the February 4th World Cancer Day.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 6 people will develop cancer in their lifetime, causing at least 10 million deaths from this disease every year. If current trends continue, WHO warns new cancer cases will rise by 60% by 2040. The technical officer in cancer control at WHO, Andre Ilbawi, says more people are dying from cancer in the poorer countries because they lack the services and cancer control measures that exist in the richer countries.
Our report presents the first investment case from WHO for cancer services, that governments, by investing in cancer, can save 7 million lives by 2030.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As the U.S. presidential election approaches, Twitter says it's going to start labeling altered media. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Twitter has new rules. Sharing synthetic or manipulated material that's likely to cause harm is prohibited. It will be labeled or, in some cases, removed. Deciding what might cause harm could be difficult to define. Twitter says it will be a challenge, adding they're committed to doing this right. Twitter considers threats to a person or a group serious harm, along with risk of mass violence or widespread civil unrest. Social media sites are under intense pressure to prevent interference in the 2020 elections after they were manipulated 4 years ago by Russia-connected actors. YouTube has reiterated its ban on election-related deep fake videos. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.